A quiet, sandy neighborhood where little kids were eagerly anticipating tomorrow's last day of school when roughly 8 gunshots rang out in the street near Brookwood Elementary. Parents pulled kids at play into nearby houses, and we hear 3 people are dead, including the gunman. 2 more taken to the hospital. Since we got the first word, our KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has been working the story, and he joins me live in the studio now.
Well, Jeff, imagine a surreal scene of walking up on that and not really understanding exactly what might be going on. This happened to a gentleman named Ben Crouch. He said he was maybe the second car to pull up on the scene. He thought it was a crash. Pulled over to try to assist people, again, who he thought might be involved in a crash.
Second car that pulled up. The car in front of me, the woman got out and was kind of standing there looking around, wasn't sure what was going on, and I didn't see any emergency vehicles, and I got out thinking that, you know, maybe I could help somebody, and I got out. I walked around the truck, and the truck, or the SUV, I'm not sure what it was now, but the engine was running. I walked over and started to get maybe 15, 20 feet within the other of the car and the people that were down, and I noticed they weren't moving.
And that's when he started seeing signs that this was not a crash.
He was arriving at the scene after the shots had already been fired.
Right.
Not realizing why these cars were sitting idling for no reason.
Right. And his wife had gotten out as well. And she, he said, actually saw one of these victims kind of teeter and tumble down onto the road.
Goodness.
And that, again, is when the realization struck.
Well, my thought was, is the shooter still out? Is there more than one shooter? What in the world happened? So I backed up. I went over and signaled with my wife that it looked to me like it was a shooting. I looked up, and there was somebody on the balcony and asked if they'd called 911 and said it looked like it had been a shooting, and they said they'd called 911. I went back to where my wife was. Another car started pulling up, and I started telling people it looks like a shooting. I don't think I'd get too close if I were you.
And that's exactly what he did. They backed off the scene, but he says this is his neighborhood. He says it's really obviously a very shocking thing, not only for him to witness, but just the fact that it would happen there in his neighborhood.